This is Lisa Horlander, and please don't drink the paint water. The podcast, conversations between artists about our work and other great advice to survive as an artist. This is Lisa Horlander, artist, curator, teacher, and podcast host. My goal is to give you a glimpse into the lives and stories of artists, as well as showcase some of the art history happening right now. Thank you for listening in. Today, I'm really excited to have my friend Addie Moore. Addie is an interdisciplinary artist and illustrator from Texas, living in Washington, D.C. She creates works with mixed media on wood panel or paper, digital illustrations, and ceramics. She works with marker, paint, collage, printmaking techniques, and ink to create layered artworks that combine influences from graphic design, street art, travel, and children's books. Her work is about anxiety, memory, identity, time, and escapism, and how they can affect perception or experiences. Addie Moore joined the Culture DC team in August in 2022 as the Marketing and Communications Coordinator. Before moving to DC, she founded ETX Creatives, a community organization promoting creative work in East Texas. She was a University of Texas Builder, Archer Fellow, and a Smithsonian National Portrait Gallery Youth and Family Programs intern in 2015. Addie, it's so good to have you on today.
Hi, Lisa. Thank you so much for having me.
So another thing, me and Addie used to have a podcast back in the day, and this episode is a flashback to...
Hey, this is ETX Creatives,
the podcast.
That was weird.
Yay!
Oh my gosh. It's just like so fun to be back with you and this to kind of have this moment together again.
I'm so glad to have you actually in the studio too, because it's been a while since I've seen your sweet face.
Oh, yeah. It's really cool to see what you have going on here.
So why don't you give us, our listeners, a little introduction to what ETX Creatives was and the idea behind it?
Well, in 2018, I had recently moved back to the area. I'm from Tyler, Texas, and I really just saw that there wasn't a whole lot of community around the arts. There's a lot of people that are artists and did amazing things, and I wanted to really just have a little networking group, and that grew into a space where me, you, and a few other people created exhibitions and workshops, and it really became a huge network of artists and bigger than I had thought it would be. And so it was a really fun time and cool art organization to have here in East Texas.
Well, your group, our group, truly inspired me to keep going when I went to Dallas and found another group like it with the Cedars Union in Dallas. That art incubator spurred my ideas to combine both the ideas I found there with the ETX Creatives to try something here with the podcast and In Between Studios. So thank you for helping me spur the ideas.
Sweet. I had no idea that that was like a catalyst for you. That's what I always hoped it to be, is like a space where people could find a little confidence and find the right people. So that's really exciting.
Yeah, it's been exciting to be able to see who still remembers some of the fun events we used to do, like going to the Foundry and doing those just the get-togethers. And so I've got some of those scheduled this year because that was a popular request.
Oh, that's so great. Like, I wish I could be around for that. That's awesome. I'll have to make a trip back just for that. I love it.
It'd be fun. Maybe we could have you digitally. With that said, I'm going to give you some questions, just like I do my other guests, but it'll be ETX inspired, creative inspired. So what is in your glass usually?
Oh, coffee. Just coffee, little cream, but I drink an ungodly amount of coffee. I probably shouldn't.
I understand that completely. I just had somebody tell me, a dietitian, she's like, I think you need to drink less coffee. I'm like, I don't think that's going to happen.
It's not possible. It's not so sorry. What other adjustments can I make?
Yeah, exactly what I said.
My arm.
I can eat more of something else or less of something else, but not the coffee.
It's not tradable. So sorry.
What originally sparked your interest in art, brought you on this path?
Oh my God. I mean, both my parents are artists. My mom is a graphic designer. My dad is an artist that never really stepped into the light, but they're both like really encouraged me from an early age to draw and share it. And so I always pursued it. Somewhere in like my teens, though, I got really shy about it. I still made art, but I stopped kind of showing it and ended up going to school for art history because I would still take studio classes, but I didn't want to really exhibit. I didn't want to show. I think I just felt really insecure. And I just continued on that path. And then I became a teacher. And that being a teacher, I would tell my students, oh, there's an audience for everyone. You should definitely put your stuff out there. You know, who cares if nobody likes it? And I was like, oh, I probably should like start putting this out in the world. And so that was kind of the beginnings.
I am over here being like, I remember, so we, a little side note, we were at UT Tyler together, and I remember you being the art history major that I always didn't know was an art history major. I just really assumed you're a studio major.
Oh my God, I had no idea. That's so funny. I was definitely in a lot of studio classes, but yeah, I did. I really wish that I had gotten a double major, but yeah, I just was a little insecure, so just didn't do it.
It takes sometimes having your belief in somebody else inspire you to believe in yourself. I think that as a teacher as well, where I'm constantly telling my students, I believe in you, so why don't you believe in the version of you that I believe in? And I started having to tell myself that, like, my husband was just, why don't you believe in your art the way I believe in your art? I'm like, oh, I say that all the time.
Oh, that's so sweet. We all need to be our own best teachers.
Yes.
Just our own, you know, little cheerleaders. It's such a hard thing, art. It's so ego related, and you know, I think it can be challenging for a lot of people to step into it.
If you could go back in time and ask young Addie, or give young Addie a tip or trick, what would you tell her? I think I have an idea what you might.
I mean, there's so many things, but in regards to art, yeah, I would definitely just say, like, put it out there, do it, like. Don't worry about if anybody else is going to think anything of you, because no one will. No one really cares about you that much. And get the second degree. Just stay another semester, Addie.
Yeah, I could say that a few more times for myself,
yeah,
too.
Right?
Oh my gosh. I just really feel that if we could just go back and tell ourselves to relax once in a while, like you said, it's not that nobody cares. It's just they're so worried with their own problems and messing up. If we could just go back and stop worrying about messing up so much, like,
shake ourselves a little bit.
I know. Like, what did I have to lose? What did I have to lose? I have no idea. So, you out there, start now. And I, you know, it's funny. I watch all of these, like, documentaries about women and, like, their lifespan. Like, I just watched a documentary about Gloria Weinstein. Oh, my gosh. Is that right? I don't know if that's right. But famous woman, lived a million years. And we just have these long lives, and we can start anything at any time. And so I find that encouraging too.
I find that encouraging as somebody who's looking at the middle of life. I remind myself that there's no arriving. Really, this isn't, again, it's not about the destination. It's about the journey. But like, good gosh, it really is. Like, once you start getting some of your life goals accomplished, you realize once you've accomplished the goal, what do you do after that? Well, you get to create another goal. So really, it's not about accomplishing the goals as much as finding a path and keep working on it.
Yeah. Just keep swimming, I guess.
Just keep swimming. Just swim.
Yeah.
So I'm curious, what events did you enjoy being a part of most during your ETX creative times?
I mean, it's really hard to choose, honestly. I always think back to the very first event we did. It was called Inconsistency. And we just had, you know, we partnered with a local business, Truevine, to use their space. And that, and like just a lot of us talking to each other and trying to invite people. And we just packed the house. It was just incredible. And performances, like with poetry and music. And that paired with some like really fire art from this area. Like, it made me feel really proud for our area. And it really developed a lot of momentum. So like, that was just a really incredible. And then maybe like the workshops, like just really exciting to like share what we know with other people is always a beautiful thing.
I just remember it was cold, but there were so many people in that space. It was the most exciting art event, even compared to some of the ones I've seen in like New York and Dallas.
Oh, stop it.
It really was. It was fresh. It was raw. And there was the combination of music, poetry, and visual arts in our area. Being exposed to that variety of creativity was very inspiring. I've seen some really cool shows and museums, but it was a neat space. It was a lot of fun, and there was just so much energy. I really have enjoyed the fact of that memory. Personally, that one, and also when we did the workshops. So I liked going to the workshops because I'm usually someone who leads them.
Yeah.
And it was exciting to get to be in a class that didn't have any grades attached to it. And it was somebody I knew sharing things I did not expect to get to learn. And that was really special. So I always am trying to find ways of bringing friends into my space to see if I could offer them up to the community, because that's so exciting.
Right. I really just love like attending workshops myself, always learning something new. And I really would love to learn a little bit about what you're doing now, because I hear you are hosting people in your new space, which is incredible. And maybe having some workshops too. Is that what I remember?
Thank you, Addie. Why, yes, we are doing some workshops. I am hosting two fun beginning of the year workshops, one on the 7th and one on the 21st of January. If you're listening to this later, sorry you missed them, wait around, I'll probably teach them again next year. One is, I'm calling it Professional Artisting 101, and it's basically hands-on help with your CV, bio, and all the other important artist papers that you have to write up when you enter anything. Having them prepared, how to have your images, website, or Instagram if you don't have a website prepared for when you enter everything. So that way it's easy for people to find you. It's easy for them to see your work. And most likely you'll get a lot more opportunities that way. I'm also teaching a vision board workshop on the 21st, which is kind of a follow-up. This is something I do every year. I love it. You get to do a little collaging. You get to do a little daydreaming. And then you write lists. And I love lists.
What's a vision board?
Vision board. Oh, good question.
I don't know. What is it?
Okay. So basically you get a whole bunch of collage elements like magazines. You cut away all these things that connect with you. So you have to kind of get intuitive. You look through the magazine, all the images, and you think, ooh, that looks like fun. Ooh, I like that chair. Maybe that garden looks wonderful. Your gut is going to naturally be drawn to images of things you want to do. So you get all these images and then you start cutting out and placing them on the paper, just like collage. But you really want to think about what you want for the year. And as you look through the images, you think, yeah, I really, really want to paint my kitchen pink. This is a great idea. Oh my gosh. And then you're like, that trip to Japan, I have to start making these plans. I'm going to put that on there too. And as you interact with the pictures, you start to realize these are things you want in your life. And you have kind of a visual daydream of what maybe this year, maybe next 10 years looks like. And so then I have everyone journal afterwards. I try to keep it towards creativity. So maybe this is something they want to bring into their life in the art sense. Maybe it's in their life in general. So all of the areas, maybe it's what their house looks like. Maybe it's their life plans. But looking at it as a five-year plan. So if these items on the page represent some of the daydreams you have, how can we make that happen? What would it take? So in 5 years, you want to, let's say, go to Japan. That's one of my dreams. I want to go to Japan. What would it take? Well, this year, I have to start making plans for a passport. Next year, I need to start, or this year, I probably start too. But within the next 2 years, find where I want to go, research how much it would cost, what would it take. By 4 years, I would need to have everything ready to go, putting that out into the universe, saving the money, whatever it takes. So when you break it down to this is my goal in 5 years, you can break it down, halfway through, this has to be done. In 1 year it has to be done, and it makes it a more manageable goal. And the same is true with a small thing. So I want to have a pink kitchen. Well, most likely I can do that by the end of the year, maybe the end of the month. So that's something you can break down and realize that you have.
I love that. The visualization of that, I think, is really important for any field that you're in. Like, to kind of be like, I really want to be able to do X, Y, or Z. And then like making actionable steps that makes it like realistic. So I love that. I love that so much.
I'm so glad you brought that up. We also have some more on my website. If anybody, especially locally, is interested in what's going on at In Between Studios, you can check out the upcoming workshops, upcoming events. Like, we have a drink and draw at the end of January. We're going to try to do that at the end of every month. My friend Stephanie Clayton, who was on here last year on the podcast as a guest, she is teaching an intuitive art class, which I personally love and highly recommend because, one, it's fun, but it's also a really great way of getting into your head and relaxing in a visual art sense. Yeah, those are the things that are going on here. I'm really excited because I have a space to do these things that I've been wanting to teach.
And if you haven't been to the In-Between Studio is, you know, it's Lisa and it's Jessica Sanders, and their work together is just so complimentary. And also just their work is stunning for anywhere in the world. So definitely should at least stop by and see them, if nothing else.
Thanks. I really appreciate that. I'm glad you got to come in today too. It's been a few months, but it's always really special to have you in the space.
Thank you.
One last question. If you could, as we're talking about vision boards and dreams, what is your dream show experience if you could be part of anything?
I mean, height of my career, Guggenheim, you know, reflective or whatever. No, I'm just kidding. A perspective. I mean, eventually I would love to just be in any museum. Like, that would be just the highest honor to, like, be in an exhibition in a museum space. I still feel like such a baby in the art world. So I think, yeah, I think that seems insane in any museum. So that's kind of where I'm at. But, I'd love to just continue to be active in events and create spaces for other people to make art as well. So I'm just really into that. I want to know, like, what your favorite event that you've been a part of was.
Oh, that's a good question. Thank you. I think it is kind of a reflection of what you just said. For me, my highest dream was to be in a museum show. And this year I got to be our local museum, Tyler Museum of Art. I got to be in part of a really lovely group show of local really talented artists from Texas. And that was an absolute dream come true. So for me, that was really special because I love that museum. I got to work there as an intern, and I like the idea of being part of the Texas art scene. So that was really special.
That's so incredible. I didn't know that you were part of that. That's so good. Congratulations. That's amazing.
Yay. Yeah. No, this is like, it's fun to just get to chat.
I love it. I love it so much. Is there anything you're like looking forward to in the next year?
I'm really looking forward to seeing who comes into the space. I've been really surprised, and I'm excited about getting to look into art shows, and I'm excited about, you know, big things, but I'm starting to realize that meeting people, and especially like on the podcast, and people who come into the studio who I don't know, who just discovered that there's something going on in East Texas, that makes my day. Like, I live for that. I had someone who just signed up for my upcoming workshop, and I don't know who it is, so I can't wait to meet them. And they're an illustrator and stuff, and that's so exciting to know that there's little stories that I haven't learned yet, and I'm about to get to be part of their story.
That's so exciting. I love it. I love that, and I think that East Texas really has a lot of potential and could have a lot of momentum. Like, I love that ETX Creatives, like, really gave you, like, some confidence to, like, continue that, and I've seen a few other like groups kind of start to form and make connections and make things happen. And I think that no matter where you are, like, who, it's all about who you're with, right? And so, like, making that happen.
Yeah. Yeah. I think who you're with and who you're part of is a big indicator of what type of art you're going to have and what trajectory you're going to go after.
Absolutely.
Okay. So where can people find out about you more?
You can find me on Instagram, Addie the Nomad, or my website, Addie Moore. .com. I want to plug. I have I have a project I'm working on right now. It's called Memory Portraits. You can find it on my Instagram in the link tree, but it's a form where you submit a memory, and I'm making artworks, mixed media artworks that are based on publicly sourced memories. So there'll be compound memories. You may have one memory to your own, or memory portrait to your own space, or you might be compounded with others that are thematically related. But the idea is I want to create works that are about loss and family and connection and memory and how it can be fallible and like you can misremember or forget. And so my works are really layered and they talk a lot about those things. But I'm kind of tired to talk about myself. So I just thought it might be great to do a little bit of community service in a way. And people can submit images and like written or audio memories of their loved ones, and I will create works in response to that. And so please submit to this project. I need some content. It's really baby right now, and I just need, you know, some participants to help it grow. And yeah, So find that on my Instagram.
Okay, I love that. I'm so excited. I'm going to be getting on there right now. I have been collecting tea bags from the community with the idea of connecting memories and experiences. So I'm totally on the ball for this.
I love that.
It's like perfect. Okay, now I want to collaborate.
Let's do it.
We got to make this happen. Oh my gosh. You can, of course, find the podcast on Don't Drink the Paint Water Podcast on Instagram. If you like my podcast, you can also support it on Patreon at patreon.com/LisaHorlander. Don't forget to follow me and my guests on social media. It is a free way to support us, and we definitely notice and appreciate it. Thank you so much. Catch you next time. Thank you for supporting us this year. Happy New Year's and happy holidays from Lisa Horlander and
Addie Moore. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for listening in. Thank you, podcasting wizards at TogiNet. If you want to start a podcast and sound amazing, I highly recommend you check them out. Don't forget, like this episode, it supports me and helps me make more podcasts. Also, check out the podcast's Instagram at Don't Drink Paint Water Podcast. Yes, one word. To see pictures of what I've talked about and to leave your questions for my future guests. See you on the next episode of Don't Drink the Paint Water, the podcast.